This goes to Anthony Sands, S A N like November, D like David, S P A C, fax 989-607-6875, regarding David Lafferty, L A F like Frank, E R T Y, date of birth March 13th of 1960. Dear Mr. Sands, this is a consultation for Mr. Lafferty, who was sent for evaluation of resistant hypertension for the last 2 years, he reports. He is on maximum doses of many medications. However, he often does not take his antihypertensive medications when he has to go somewhere. And he states that is because he has had frequent spells of dizziness and falls. And they often take him to the ER. Most recently, he went to McLaren ER March 1st of 2022 after a fall, and he had x-rays of his left ribs and chest, and he did have a suspected fracture of the left lateral fifth rib that was not displaced. He's also had an echocardiogram that was done January 31st of this year. It showed grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with an ejection fraction of 64% and mild mitral regurgitation. And after his frequent falls, he also had an MRI of the brain without contrast on February 7th of this year, and that showed encephalomalacia consistent with a moderate volume subacute to chronic infarction demonstrated in the left parietal and occipital lobe and in the left posterior cerebral artery territory. And the artifact on diffusion weighted imaging appeared to be related to hemorrhaging rather than representing an acute infarct at that time. And he had also some chronic small infarctions noted in the anterior limb of the left internal capsule and in the left centrum semi-ovale. And he had evidence of petechial microhemorrhage in the region of the left posterior cerebral artery infarction. No other evidence of hemorrhage was noted. The patient has no current neurological deficits following the CBA. He denies any weakness or numbness of arms, legs, face, no headaches or visual changes, no speech difficulties, no swallowing difficulties, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no difficulty urinating, no nocturia, no incontinence, no edema, no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for a long history of hypertension and most resistant to treatment over the last 2 years. Insomnia, medical noncompliance, anxiety, vertigo, several episodes of syncope, anemia, tachycardia, cerebral vascular accident in 2021, and hyperkalemia, most likely medication effect. Past surgical history, he denies any surgical history. Social history, the patient smokes 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day and has done so for at least 50 years. He would like to quit and states that the last time he did quit for a week, his blood pressure got much better. But then he started smoking again and the blood pressure was very high again. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is single and lives with his brother. He's been unable to drive since he had his stroke, so his brother brought him to the appointment today. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 40 milligram, two tablets daily, which actually is a very high dose. That's higher than recommended, unless the dosing is wrong. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. Clonidine, 0.2 milligram twice a day. Wellbutrin, extended release, 150 milligram once daily to help with smoking cessation. Trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime. Ativan, 0.5 milligram daily at bedtime. He's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 167 pounds, pulse 87, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 170 over 80, right arm 178 over 70, and standing, blood pressure, left arm was 150 over 80. So there is a significant drop even when he does not take his medication in the morning. He appears older than his stated age. His color is good. There's no obvious respiratory distress. Neck is supple. There are no carotid bruises, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No palpable bulges, no masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, fetal pulses are 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 20th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.16 with estimated GFR 68, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes are normal, sodium is 138, potassium 5.5, carbon dioxide is 27, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. In labs from May 2nd, 2022, creatinine 0.86, estimated GFR is 96, sodium 138, potassium is 5.6, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9.5, albumin is 3.98. Lipid panel, cholesterol 219, HDL cholesterol 36, cholesterol to HDL ratio 6.1, LDL is 156. Assessment and plan, resistant hypertension with orthostatic changes in syncopal episodes. The patient should continue his carvedilol, the lisinopril, at least one daily of lisinopril, amlodipine. Clonidine would be the medication that he should only do as needed for blood pressure greater than 150 over 80. We would recommend that he purchase a new home blood pressure monitor. He does not have one currently, and he should start checking blood pressure at home. He could do it in sitting, the sitting position, and then stand and repeat it standing. We would like him to have lab studies done every 6 months. We're going to schedule him for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan and also renal artery Doppler studies. He wants to do those in the Mount Pleasant area since those will be closest to his home. And after further recommendations will follow after the results of those tests are back. And the patient's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.